Thank you, Brother Dick. Dear brethren, it's my privilege and pleasure this morning to, on the behalf of the Berean Bible students of Seattle, to welcome you to this convention. I'm sure that the whole ecclesia sincerely hopes that this will be a spiritually uplifting experience to you, and also that your temporal needs will be met. So, in either way, if there's something that the Seattle Ecclesia can do, please ask, and we'll be happy to do what we can. Our text says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne." And that's one of the reasons we're all here today, is that we want to be overcomers. And the Lord has provided certain ways in which we all can be overcomers. And one of those ways is to come to convention. And to come to convention in the proper attitude, with heart and mind preparation to receive the blessings the Lord has intended there. Now, one of the things that we learn first about our Heavenly Father is that He's a God of order. And so as we come to convention, if we want to tap the riches that are there, we have to do it in a certain fashion. And there are certain ways that may help us to get more out of this convention than if we didn't practice these things. And one of these is order. And so if we can be orderly in our ways at this convention and orderly in our thinking, then I'm sure we'll go away from this convention with a greater blessing than if we didn't operate and try to be helpful to one another and ourselves in this manner. In this connection, we hope that all the parents will recognize the responsibility towards their children, to see that their children are orderly to the best of their ability. And this makes it more pleasant for everyone also. Another thing we can do at convention time is to be good listeners. And that's a real art. It's harder to be a good listener than to be a good talker, though being a good talker is hard too. But to be a good listener, and to really listen not only to the speakers, but to our brethren when we're fellowshipping with them. Because if we're really listening, then we'll understand how the Lord may be directing in our affairs at that moment. And that what the brother or sister is saying may be something that the Lord is saying to us through them. And also, if we're good listeners, we may be able to recognize and detect certain needs that our brethren might have in our fellowship. And we might be able to give a word of encouragement or admonition or share an experience because we really hear what's being said. If you're like I am, it's hard just to think about what you're going to say next in a conversation. So you're thinking more about what you're going to say than what the other person is saying. So let us try and be good listeners. And then we should come to conventions, any convention, with the attitude of receiving, but also of the attitude of giving. Now there's always more blessing associated with giving than receiving. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Well, this doesn't just include our money or our material goods, but this includes our spiritual lives also. So if we see someone who is alone or by themselves at this convention, let's give of ourselves a little bit to that person, and we may find that that will be the richest experience of the whole convention period. The clock goes fast, doesn't it? Well, dear brethren, we would like to conclude your welcome with the first verse of the hymn we have just sung. The night is spent. Aren't we thankful? The night is spent. The morning ray comes ushering in the glorious day. By faith, we see these rays around us. We see the new day dawning. We see the blessings that could be man's kind's if they just had the key But the key is with God and the kingdom. So it's just a matter of unlocking the door, because the Lord has made all these marvelous preparations. So we are experiencing the ushering in of this glorious day. The promised time of rest. And thankfully today, you and I and many of mankind don't have to work as we used to have to work 100 or 200 years ago. Hark, 'tis the trumpet sounding clear. Aren't we thankful that we heard that trumpet sound when there's so many deaf ears and blind eyes? And that's what we're here today, and we hope that we'll hear a lot of clear sounding trumpets at this convention. Its joyful notes burst on the ear. And what a rejoicing the truth gives to each of our hearts and minds, proclaiming tidings blessed. Your brethren, you're very welcome to be here. We hope that we will do our part as the host class. If you have any needs that we can meet, please feel free to ask. And may the Lord be with this convention and each heart and mind here, that we might be built up in Christ and be of this overcoming class.
Thank you, Brother Kirkham.